It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Continental scale incinerations, worsening weather whiplash scenarios, toxic aerial dumps from jet aircraft over dense populations and schools, yet another unfolding nuclear disaster in the Pacific, superheating seas, Rio de Janeiro hits a heat index of over 130 degrees, mega droughts, fear-forced toxic injections, the military-industrial complex, population control, and World War III as a last desperate option for dying empires. Stay tuned. The Global Alert Commercial Free News Hour starts now. Dozens of dire breaking frontline reports will be covered in this broadcast. Headlines on the issues that pose the greatest threat to all of us and that mainstream media and power structures are doing their best to distract us from, with orchestrated theaters of endless political drama and idiocy from all sides of the completely orchestrated political divide. Question: will the desperately needed critical mass of awakening come to pass before the reality that we have all known completely collapses? A reality that many have mistakenly believed was a permanent paradigm. As the coming weeks and months pass, the severity and immediacy of what is unfolding will become increasingly clear. The environmental apocalypse that Australia is enduring has been and is unfolding all over the world. The Amazon, Africa, and the Northern Hemisphere forests that will soon be blazing again. How long can such a trend continue? No functional environment, no humans. Very simple equation. Our once deep blue skies are now almost never. Countless forms of human activity have decimated our once thriving planet, with global climate engineering, weather warfare being at the top of the list of human assaults against the biosphere. The climate engineering elephant in the sky is still denied by all official sources. This, of course, includes the science community, and in turn, not surprisingly, the majority of the population still in denial in regard to what we see occurring in our skies on a nearly daily basis. Propaganda is steering the Titanic on which we are all currently passengers. Consider this very on-target quote from Garry Gasparov. He said this: "The point of modern propaganda isn't only to misinform or push an agenda. It is to exhaust your critical thinking, to annihilate the truth." My thanks to Guttekom for bringing that quote to my attention. And there is this quote to consider from Christopher Glugston, author of the book Humanity's 300-Year Self-Terminating Experiment with Industrialism. Clugston said this, quote, "We will soon discover that we, the human race, are not exceptional, that we are merely the extraordinarily fortunate beneficiaries of a one-time rapidly depleting natural legacy, and that we are the unwitting and unfortunate victims of our own ingenuity." An example of industrialized, militarized insanity from last week. How many saw the Delta Airline massive fuel dump over LA populations and schools? Question: was it just jet fuel? Why wasn't any testing carried out and disclosed? Official sources have stated that normally excess fuel is routinely dumped, quote, safely, quote, over oceans. Really? Are we to believe that it is, quote, safe or good or not destructive to dump jet fuel into the oceans? For those that are not already aware, Earth's oceans are dying by the day. And should that be any surprise, given that our seas have been routinely used as a toxic waste dump? Industrialized, militarized civilization will try to maintain itself until the last possible moment at any cost. Consider this new report from the Wall Street Journal. The zombification of America. Over 40% of listed companies don't make a profit. The report states in the past 12 months, 40% of all U.S. listed companies were losing money the highest level since the late 1990s, or a period also referred to as the dot-com bubble. Again, the Ponzi scheme card house of the stock market and much of the companies related to it is nothing more than a snake eating its own tail that's being supported by printed fiat money that's pumped out by the private banker-controlled central banks. That's the fact. From the UK Guardian, lab-grown food will soon destroy farming and save the planet. Think of how absurd a statement like that is. Completely absurd. And who was that pinned by? It was printed in, again, the UK Guardian, but pinned by ardent climate engineering denier George Monbiot. This is a self-proclaimed environmentalist who, again, has gone out of his way to deny the climate engineering insanity in the sky and now has the gall to try to convince us that lab-grown food will somehow save the planet. This is yet one more reflection of the insane asylum we live in. Lots of insanity to go around on all sides of the fence. From those who say there's nothing wrong with the climate or the environment, to those who acknowledge something is very wrong, but yet continue to ignore the single most destructive human activity of all, the attempt to play God with the weather. And it's not a benevolent attempt, by the way, to be clear for the record. There is nothing benevolent in the climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare assault occurring in our skies. It's completely malevolent. But yet we have the self-proclaimed environmentalist, global warming communities, environmental organizations, all systematically pretending climate engineering isn't happening, when one would have to be clinically blind not to see it. Moving on to another headline that most have missed while the impeachment theater of the absurd is carried on by all sides of the political fence and the power structure-controlled mainstream media. Here's the headline: nuclear nightmare. Climate change has cracked open Cold War nuclear tomb, spilling deadly radioactive sludge into the Pacific Ocean. This is the legacy of the human race around the planet, from the nuclear waste depositories on Greenland that are now thawing out, left over by the U.S. military, to countless other nuclear dumps all over the world that have been put in place by the U.S. military and other militaries, Russian military, Chinese. This is the legacy of the human race on planet Earth. The tomb in the South Pacific that is now breached and spilling radioactive material into the Pacific. This adds to the Fukushima nuclear nightmare. Again, yet more man-made cataclysms with no technology that can fix them and with no end in sight. On to more forms of human insanity. As the public begins to wake up to the dangers posed by the many highly toxic elements contained in vaccines, power structure and big pharma pushback is occurring. They use tragic reports like this to frighten populations into ignoring the bigger picture. Quote, this is from last week, girl 4 loses eyesight after near fatal bout with the flu. The report states this: the child, who wasn't given a flu shot, they make that clear, this year came down with the symptoms and within days was unresponsive when she woke up. The report goes on to state this: the complication was an extremely rare one that afflicts only 1 in 5 million. Yes, this is a tragic story, if true. But what shocking bigger picture facts are not mentioned in this report? Here's an example. Autism has increased 40,000% in the U.S. since the mid-1970s. And this unimaginably massive increase has occurred in direct proportion to the increase in vaccinations. Autism has increased from 1 in 10,000 in the 70s to 1 in 25 in the case of boys today. Again, this is a 40,000% increase. A world-renowned MIT scientist has stated on the record that on the current trajectory within the next decade, every other child will have autism. Vaccinations contain heavy metal neurotoxins like aluminum and mercury. It is a scientific certainty that these elements will cause harm, and that is exactly what they are doing. The public needs to look past the power structure effort to frighten them into receiving and accepting these injections that are doing immense harm. Every single one does harm. All I'm asking is to get past the fear, the bias, the preconception, the programming, and do an honest, objective investigation. Don't we owe this to our children? Does that question need to be answered? On other fronts, in the ongoing power structure assault against unsuspecting populations, winter weather warfare continues to be waged in the North American continent and other Northern Hemisphere locations. From the AccuWeather climate engineering cover-up source, quote, millions of Americans may be in for a shock when Mother Nature flips the switch on the weather pattern in the latter part of January. No, it's not Mother Nature, quote, flipping the switch on the weather. It's the global climate engineering operations, yet again manipulating Earth's faltering and failing climate system into yet another winter weather whiplash scenario with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. You can find these patents on geoengineeringwatch.org and mountains of additional data on this subject. Please search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Along with engineering droughts, engineering wildfires, please research. Our lives depend on a change of course for our species. More on the highly toxic geoengineered winter weather warfare assault later in the broadcast. If you find yourself in fear of what is coming, of what is already unfolding, ask yourself this. What's the worst that can happen? That you get a one-way ticket out of the planetary asylum. If you can accept that, then you can live your life free of fear. You can live your life as a much more focused and effective warrior for the greater good. No fear. Only a justifiable rage against the collective insanity that is day by day stripping away any chance of any future for any of us, for our children, and for the entire web of life. Dozens of breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you. You have my deepest respect and regard. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 232, January 18th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday morning, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Also, Global Alert News is aired on the East Coast, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. on the PRN Radio Network. And several other stations around the country have also picked up this broadcast. My thanks to them. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend GEM Fair events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. GEM Fair continues to be an extremely dedicated ally, helping us to expose this insanity in our skies. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at all GEM Fair events. Get free Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials. You can get into the event free if you tell the Ticketmaster that you're there to pick up materials to help us to sound the alarm. This week's GEM Fair event, San Rafael, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Marin Center Exhibit Hall. The next GEM Fair event will be in Roseville, California, January 31st through February 2nd at the Grounds Jones Hall. Moving on, weather update. Ice storms, surface cool downs, minimal snow in most regions. The geoengineers will pile up deeper chemically nucleated snow in a few key zones in order to create deceptive media headlines that give the public the impression that the deeper snow was over a much larger region than it actually was. Northern California and many other regions around the world, days and days of featureless cloudy skies, perpetual drip, and at times alternating to a dry fog. Yes, some rain falls in the midst of all this, but it is nothing like it was 15 years ago or even less, and it gets more altered year by year. And on this course, we don't have many years left. I want to make that clear. And that's when I state that repeatedly, because I'm trying to drive that point home. I'm trying to make clear that we must prioritize. All of us must prioritize our time, our efforts, our energies, and our resources toward the greatest and most immediate threats we face. Is that not rational? Again, to use the Titanic as a metaphorical example here, if you're on the deck of the Titanic, should you be playing shuffleboard or trying to figure out how you're going to stay afloat? Better yet, how you keep the whole ship afloat. We need to keep this type of perspective in mind. So back to the weather and the completely altered scenarios that we go through. Here's some of the script reading forecasts that we now have from the so-called weather forecasters, which again are nothing more than script readers. In Northern California, instead of having forecasts that we had historically that would say rain, 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 day after day, now we have this. I've been over this before, but I have to repeat it because it's so infuriating. A little afternoon rain, cloudy with a touch of rain, mostly cloudy with showers, mostly cloudy with showers around, cloudy with a bit of rain, couple showers, so on and so forth. Not rain, 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 because when we have climate engineering operations scattering nanoparticulate elements of heavy metals and polymers into the sky, these are seeding elements, creates too many condensation nuclei. So it scatters the moisture, it reduces convection, which reduces precipitation, and the moisture tends to migrate over vast distances with not much falling out. Again, too many condensation nuclei prohibits the droplets from combining and falling as rain, as we would historically see the large raindrops falling, different size raindrops. Now we often see a very uniform drizzle pattern, and that's because there's seeding elements in those droplets that determine the droplet size. It's not hard to see this pattern if you know what you're looking for, but this is why when incoming so-called storms now hit the U.S. West Coast, it's not the very profound, windy squalls, dark clouds passing overhead. It often tends to be just this featureless murk in our skies. And the rain comes late and often less. And if you can find a satellite image that shows the total cloud cover, many of those are being eliminated from online sources because many in the public are starting to figure out what's going on. You'll see sometimes the incoming so-called storms, which are nothing more than drifting masses of highly aerosolized cloud cover, will cover maybe a third of the western U.S. before any precipitation starts to fall along the coastal regions. And this is part of solar radiation management, to create the largest expanse of cloud cover possible. But at what cost? This is truly cutting off our nose to spite our face by interfering with the hydrological cycle, diminishing precipitation through the forests. Precipitation that does fall is highly toxic, alters soil pHs, kills soil microbes, affects root systems, killing the trees from the roots up. This is truly the most destructive human activity on the planet at this moment, the greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. So thus we have these very different weather patterns now than we have had historically. And still, even at this late hour, so many looking down instead of looking up, looking at their iPhones, focusing on their daily routines, and completely unconscious of the fact that we are all, again, passengers on the Titanic. The latest theatrically named winter storm is Winter Storm Jacob. This so-called winter event is absolutely a creation of the climate engineers. Freezing rain, freezing fog, unnatural snow, thunder fog. Snow now often has nothing to do with elevation. There is just the, quote, cold side of the storm, the so-called winter storm, and the, quote, warm side of the so-called winter storm. Again, these storms are being completely engineered with atmospheric pressure zone manipulation. This is done with ionosphere heater facilities located around the world. Perhaps 100 of these facilities. HAARP is only one of many. They cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere that causes a bulge in the atmosphere that pushes up and down, that can create high and low pressure zones, which can help steer upper level wind currents. That's part of this process. Chemical ice nucleation processes are another part. These are patented processes. Here's an example headline from last week about another such engineered winter event. Quote, Saudi Arabian winter storm blankets desert and camels with snow. That's exactly the kind of headlines the climate engineers truly embrace. And the power structure controlled media tries to proliferate around the world to confuse and divide populations as to the true state of planetary meltdown, of climate collapse. Last week, yet again, it was snowing in Texas while it was raining in parts of Canada. Satellite images from all over the world, which geoengineeringwatch.org examines every single day, reveal skies that look like something from another planet. Natural weather is now no more. Only the increasingly chaotic conditions that come with unfolding climate collapse being further fueled by the climate engineering assault. Again, the massive and relentless geoengineering operations occurring over Earth's oceans are completely disrupting Earth's life-giving hydrological cycle. Moisture flows, as stated, are steered in from the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico in the case of the North American continent. These moisture flows are dispersed with aerosolization, as discussed a moment ago, which further scatter these incoming flows of moisture. Radio frequency microwave transmissions are used to manipulate the seeded air masses. Like a massive evaporative cooler for parts of the U.S. and elsewhere, these flows are steered into different regions. Chemical ice nucleation takes place, creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the ground, can be only a few hundred feet thick in some instances, but this creates the on-the-ground conditions that, again, provide the headlines the power structure needs to confuse and divide the population as to the true extent and immediacy of unfolding climate collapse. It creates weather whiplash scenarios. And for the record, the, quote, chemtrails fringe term and the, quote, global cooling and global warming is a hoax, false narratives, both continue to do great damage to the effort of actually exposing and halting the climate engineering assault. First, the chemtrails term, as I've stated for so many years and tried to drive this point home, this term is the instant marginalization term for all official agencies and all major media sources. It's a term that leads by design to, quote, conspiracy theory and hoax narratives. And the, quote, global cooling and, quote, global warming is a hoax narratives are also exactly what the climate engineers and the power structure want the public to parrot. Again, as I've stated so many times, to acknowledge a fact such as the unfolding climate collapse, which is being further fueled by climate engineering, is not in any way to support Al Gore the criminal or carbon credits, which are a sham. It's simply to admit a fact. A fact that is necessary to admit to if the anti-climate engineering community is to have any chance of building a bridge with the climate science community. Just because Al Gore is making money off the climate collapse doesn't mean it's not happening. How many entities make money off both sides of wars? Does that mean the war didn't happen and that people didn't die? Of course not. The climate collapse is blatantly obvious for anyone who is looking past the intentionally confusing propaganda and the engineered winter weather events. Many forms of intentional deception to try to derail the efforts of sincere individuals so that they don't really connect the dots in the right manner, and thus credibility is lost. Then there are these not so new false narratives on the Australian fires, narratives that have been used on the Northern Hemisphere fires as well. And like the false narratives mentioned a moment ago, these narratives are also used to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. Quote, an ounce of prevention. Australia and California could benefit from forest management. And this headline, quote, these are major media sources. Green insanity, not climate change, is causing Australia's wildfires. What a blatant, glaring lie of public pacification that is, trying to create the impression that there's nothing really wrong, the climate isn't really collapsing, it's just those darn environmentalists. What a blatant lie. And I state this from first-hand knowledge and extensive experience with habitat restoration in the forest, leading crews of thinning forest, removing understory. Is that a necessary thing? Yes, and it's most necessary where the forest has already been altered by completely destructive and irresponsible logging activity. It's not necessary on a forest that hasn't been touched. And when we see forests like those in Siberia, in regions that have not been touched for hundreds of thousands of years, meaning they have never been touched by humanity, obviously, and yet in a 10-year span from the year 2000, the rate of burndowns went up 1,000%. Obviously, something changed. Forests didn't need managed before man came along, and we didn't have this kind of burndown happening. In the case of the wildfires, single greatest causal factor is climate engineering. And as I have to state every single time, that is not to ignore all the other forms of human damage to the planet. But again, because climate engineering is disrupting the hydrological cycle, as outlined in this broadcast, killing roots, killing soil microbes, destroying the ozone layer, which is killing the trees from the top down, creating more dry lightning because these particles are electrically conductive. They're covering the forage with an incendiary dust. There are so many factors that make climate engineering the single greatest core cause of the global wildfire incinerations, and nobody is admitting to that on any side of the fence. And that must change, and it's up to us, the population, to make that change. And how do we make that change? You arm yourself with credible data. Credible printed data is most effective. You keep it with you. You don't go into large diatribes when you're trying to communicate this message, but you simply say this is an essential part of the equation that must be addressed if we're to have any legitimate discussion about the climate, and you pass on credible printed data. Again, we supply that at geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Please see the home page of our website and investigate those materials, or you can share the links to those materials for free from your own home computer. But we must learn to be effective and efficient in this fight, or we will not prevail. And we can't let that happen. We must prevail in this all-important effort for the greater good. And about all that I've just covered, the false narratives that continue to undermine the credibility of the anti-climate engineering cause, false narratives from different sides of the fence, so to speak, I will likely receive blowback for trying to point out these false narratives. And I'm used to that. And I absolutely am unfazed by that blowback, because the correct compass heading is essential in this battle if we're to gain any ground in it. What did comedian George Carlin have to say about honesty? Carlin said this: everyone appreciates your honesty until you're honest with them, and then you're an a-hole. Hope that's allowed to be on air. Moving on, who's actually running the USA? Democratically elected officials? How can anyone still believe that? New evidence points in Epstein's autopsy to murder over suicide. Should that be any surprise? How many, quote, so-called elected officials placed in their position by the power structure were kept on a leash by whatever it was they were filmed or recorded doing? How many? And at this point, even though we know what certain elected officials have done, including the top so-called elected official in the land, the people who and the organizations who claim to be the most morally based are completely ignoring these facts. And this goes with every administration of every political stripe. So much just ignored because so many want to have some perception of a savior, as if a power structure that has established itself over centuries is going to just allow someone to be elected to overturn all that. Reason should tell us that is not the reality that we are in. Puppets in the power structure play. That's what elected officials are. The last one to draw a line in the sand again was Kennedy. And how long did he live after he did so? Onto the collapsing global economic Ponzi scheme of grinding nature into profit until there's nothing left. First this, from CNBC, quote, capitalism will be in jeopardy if business does not act on climate change. What a mindless and moronic statement that is. No, the loss of capitalism should not be our concern. Rather, this, life on Earth is in the near-term balance. More headlines of Ponzi scheme collapse. German industry, quote, stuck in recession. No signs of bottom. Next headline, South Africa's telecom could cut 3,000 jobs. Next headline, Germany to cut 400,000 auto jobs in next decade as car production crashes. Next headline, Barclays to eliminate 100 investment banker jobs. Next headline, global debt to GDP ratio has now hit an all-time high of 322%. Next headline, U.S. freight shipments plunge at fastest rate since 2009. Next headline, the world's trust in U.S. just hit an all-time record low. On that headline, while the U.S. is perceived as the most powerful country in the world, data shows it is not perceived as a trustworthy country. Question, should such survey results come as any surprise whatsoever from the breaking of every single treaty during the long slaughter and oppression of the Native Americans to the current breaking of treaties that our government formerly signed on to the dozens of false flag events, past and present, used by the Western military-industrial complex to initiate wars of aggression in the endless pursuit of resources, power, and control, or, summarized, the pursuit of empire. Moving on, another question. How much longer can a snake eat its own tail to stay alive? More headlines. Foreigners sold U.S. treasuries for the fourth straight month. Yes, so many around the globe have had enough of supporting the out-of-control empire. And again, this just criticism of what our government is doing and has done is not to condone any other government. They are all corrupt. They are all criminal. But at this point, who is the most destructive force on the planet correlates directly with what is by far the largest military-industrial complex on the planet. Another headline, the world spends $3 trillion a year on arms. What an incredibly insane endeavor on a planet that is dying by the day. Let's build more weapons of mass destruction. Another headline, U.S. government officials are encouraged to lie about progress in Afghanistan, Special Inspector General says. That's not a surprise. It's all lies. We're swimming in a sea of lies. Another headline, fully autonomous weapons pose unique dangers to humankind. Why would that be a surprise? Another headline, the U.S. wants to intimidate China with hypersonics once it solves the physics. In other words, with weapons that don't even exist yet. Another headline, how Israel has tortured Palestinians. Again, I'm citing facts, and I challenge anyone, whatever their perception is of things that have happened in the Middle East, search the USS Liberty, search Peace Propaganda and the Promised Land, very, very objective documentary, and search the protocols. See what you find with that search. U.S. threatened Europe with auto tariffs over Iran nuclear program. Another headline, Trump's EU poodles, Germany, Britain, and France, obey his orders to kill the nuclear deal with Iran. More treaty breakers there. Again, search the history of Iran, a nation whose culture has not allowed it to invade other countries. And even with chemical weapons, when Saddam's chemical weapons, given to him by the United States, were used against the Iranian people, and the Iranians had chemical weapons given to them by the United States when their puppet dictator was installed there previously. The Iranians, even though these chemical weapons from the U.S. were being used against them by Saddam Hussein, they refused to use their chemical weapons because it was against their belief system. These are historical facts. I'm simply asking for anyone and everyone to honestly, objectively investigate those facts. Another headline, signs that the social decay in America is worse than it has ever been before. Another headline, Iraq Prime Minister backs off expelling U.S. troops. A note on that headline, after repeated threats from President Trump to sanction Iraq, to seize its primary bank account, and to cut all military aid, Iraq Prime Minister has backed away from calls to expel U.S. troops from Iraq. Democracy at gunpoint. That is what the U.S. military-industrial complex is about at this point. More on that later in this broadcast. Record 45 million people in southern Africa face hunger. They face imminent starvation. And the die-off on the planet is just beginning, and it will accelerate from here on out at blinding speed. Industrialized militarized civilization is completely dependent on and addicted to oil, the industrialized militarized juggernaut of insanity. In the attempt to siphon out every last drop of oil from the planet, is behaving like a crazed drug addict willing to do absolutely anything to keep the high going till the last possible second before total collapse and planetary omnicide occurs. On that note, from the nationalobserver.com, CO2 from jet fuel is soaring 4 times faster. This relates to climate engineering as well, so follow me through with this. Radical increase in aviation industry emissions started in 2012, the year that the Arctic sea ice was crashing at a record pace. Has the rate of commercial air traffic undergone the same increase since 2012? An increase in CO2 emissions of 400%? Answer, no. In fact, the rate of increase in commercial passenger traffic has actually declined in the last 2 years. Listen to what I stated. The rate of increase has declined. Where is all the additional air traffic coming from? What's the purpose? Here's one stunning example. As I encouraged last week, and I will again now, please, if you have not seen the short video captured by geoengineeringwatch.org and posted a little over a week ago of 3 C-17 Globemaster military tanker cargo aircraft flying in close formation, spewing an unimaginable amount of materials into the atmosphere, definitely sprayed payload dispersions. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, look under the top stories or recent sections, watch this short video of military C-17 Globemaster aircraft, which, for the record, aside from what they're dispersing, they are also decimating the environment from the colossal amount of fuel they burn. Again, keep in mind that the U.S. military is the greatest single source polluter on planet Earth. So this aircraft, the C-17, has a range of 4,700 nautical miles when empty, but when carrying massive payloads of what they're dispersing in our skies, payloads that can near 100 tons, the range of this aircraft is, of course, greatly reduced. And how big is the jet fuel tank on this aircraft? 28,000 gallons. 28,000. And now consider that every pound of jet fuel burned at altitude creates over 20 pounds of CO2. And we're expected to believe the so-called science community when they try to sell us the climate engineering, solar radiation management insanity as a cure, operations that have already been going on for over 70 years with cataclysmic results. Yes, we live in an asylum. And when we look at the aircraft that are not only decimating the atmosphere with these massive amounts of fuel they are burning, they are dumping fuel on us, as we saw last week. They are spraying particulates on us. Air pollution now, the number one cause of mortality in many regions of the world. It's infecting all of us. Every single one of us is absorbing countless forms of toxic air particulate pollution through our nasal passages, through our lung lining. It's going into our bloodstream. It's making us less cognitively functional by the day. This is statistically proven fact. This is not opinion, speculation, or conjecture. Statistically proven fact. So if the jet traffic has increased so much, the CO2, rather, from the jet traffic since 2012 has increased by 400%, ask yourself where that increase came from. Please, please, look up, observe what's happening in the skies above when you can see through the canopy of toxic aerosols often, to see the jet dispersions that are occurring. Please investigate the climate engineering without bias, preconception, or programming. And for our military brothers and sisters and their families, most of all, we need you to understand what you're a part of. However compartmentalized you may be, and however much you're told just to do your job and not ask questions, please, this is not honorable service to the country or to the planet or to the future of your children. Please investigate what you're being made a part of. Those in power know the planet can no longer support the population. If you think that those who really run the global paradigm are concerned about your welfare, please think again. How is humanity's assault on Earth's last remaining forests going? Ecuador to sell a third of its Amazon rainforest to Chinese oil companies. This report comes as oil pollution has forced neighboring Peru to declare an environmental state of emergency in its northern Amazon rainforest. So if it's not being burned to the ground, it's being permanently polluted. Earth's last remaining forests, some of the lungs of the planet, plankton being the single greatest source of oxygen on the planet. And for the record, plankton population is down over 60% now. Global atmospheric oxygen content is dropping precipitously. For those who constantly feel tired and fatigued, it's not just the particulates you're inhaling with every breath that are lodging in your system permanently. It is also an increasing lack of oxygen. And yes, you'll find sources to deny everything I'm saying. Sources that say up is down, black is white, night is day. It's up to you to use your sense of reason, objective investigation, and find the truth. Now, on to another headline from Fox News. And you know things are getting bad when Fox News puts out a report like this. Quote, Earth's oceans have warmed by the rate of more than 3 billion atomic bombs. Shocking study says. From the Fox report, this. The amount of heat we have put into the world's oceans in the past 25 years equals 3.6 billion Hiroshima atom bomb explosions. That would be four bombs with the energy equivalent of the one dropped on Hiroshima getting put into the ocean every second for 25 years. How long, how many years has GeoengineeringWatch.org tried to bring this exact fact to light? And how many times have I stated on the air, on the record, that there would come a point when the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding can no longer be hidden, and that time is unfolding now. And we need everyone to help carry this torch forward, everyone to help bring to light, again, the severity and immediacy of what we face so that we can have some chance of changing course and salvaging something. Fox News report further states this, sea levels to keep rising even if humanity hits climate targets, scientists warn. Do we need scientists to tell us that? Again, that is like a scientist saying that if you crash your car through the guardrail over the cliff, that applying your brakes won't do you any good. Don't we know that? We should know that. You can't stop the kind of momentum that has occurred on our planet. We are hurling towards Venus syndrome, and so many factors fueling that process, climate engineering being primary, again, but not the only factor by any means. We have decimated the planet in the geologic blink of an eye from countless forms of human activity. Paul Watson, the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, best known for using direct action to protect whales from Japanese whaling vessels, just stated this on the record, quote, if the oceans die, we die. My thanks to Paul Watson for all his work and for stating clearly on the record a conclusion, again, in this case also, that GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated on the record for over a decade. From Counterpunch.org, this, mega droughts engulf countries. From that report, throughout the world, mega droughts are hitting hard with a ferocity not seen in decades. It's not in decades. It's never happened in human history at this scale, but these reports always try to paint the picture that it's happened before and thus pacifying populations into believing falsely that it's just some normal part of a cycle, which it is not. Report continues, in some cases not seen in centuries, still not true, not seen at any point in human history. Report continues, it's not merely coincidental that as global warming accelerates, droughts turn more vicious than ever before. Then the report states this, all of which begs the logical question of when will world leaders wake up with a unified plan of action to mitigate carbon emissions, or is it already too late? Final statement from the report, nobody knows for sure if and when it's too late, but the evidence is crystal clear that extraordinarily powerful droughts are decimating regions of the planet like there's no tomorrow. And what is missing from this report? The single greatest drought-causing factor of all, climate engineering. Am I stating with that if we stop climate engineering, the droughts would stop and the temperature of the planet would go back down? No, I'm not stating that. I am not stating that. What I'm stating is this, that climate engineering is completely disrupting the hydrological cycle. It must rain more overall on a warming planet. The laws of physics make that absolutely clear. 7% more moisture is held in the atmosphere for every degree C of warming, but it is not raining more on our rapidly warming planet. And climate engineering is the cause of that because, again, it's completely disrupting the hydrological cycle. It is blocking direct sunlight over the oceans, which is greatly reducing evaporation. It is creating a particulate layer over the planet, which reduces convection, which in turn reduces wind, which in turn reduces evaporation again. And this is the myopic approach of the climate engineers in the course of weather warfare and biological warfare and everything else they're carrying out on populations around the globe. They are trying to reduce atmospheric relative humidity because water vapor is also a greenhouse gas. But water vapor is necessary for the planet to manufacture low-level true sun-blocking clouds, which it cannot do with the climate engineering straitjacket around it. Climate engineering is the single most destructive factor at this moment on the planet, single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. So when we see so-called science reports that blame the mega droughts on the basic scenario of global warming, which involves countless forms of anthropogenic human damage to the planet, but completely omits the single most destructive form, which is climate engineering. This is not a legitimate report. We have complete deception coming from the so-called climate science community and the so-called media community. Complete deception. All of them playing their parts in the criminal climate engineering cover-up. In the meantime, the planet is going down in flames. And the only exceptions to that are the engineered cool downs. Again, the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48 being the most consistently engineered cool down zone on the entire planet, the most anomalously less warm region on the entire planet for 5+ years now. And for those that justifiably ask why this would be so, because the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48 is the most populated regions of the U.S., and when you can keep the majority of U.S. citizens confused and divided as to the true state of the climate, you can keep business as usual for as long as possible until there's nothing left of the planet. And that's exactly the direction we're on. So back to the planetary meltdown. Consider this headline from the Rio Times Online from last week. Rio de Janeiro recorded heat index of over 130 degrees last Saturday. And they state this, the heat will most likely persist again. A heat index of over 130 degrees. From thewatchers.org, this, more weather chaos around the globe. Major floods hit Iran after a year's worth of rain fell in 3 days. 20,000 homeless. Is that a coincidence? We've had the leaders of Iran on the floor of the UN stating emphatically that their country was the victim of NATO weather warfare. It is ongoing, and yet we are demonizing them. We have our bases surrounding their country, the United States has continued to inflict economic terrorism, which causes deaths in Iran, absolutely causes an unimaginable amount of mortality. Economic sanctions are a form of terrorism, and we have the Western powers absolutely conducting weather warfare against Iran. Who is terrorizing who in this equation? From the New York Times and the New York Post and other sources, how a, quote, blob of hot Pacific Ocean water killed 1 million seabirds. This is an important article because of what it tries to say and doesn't say. Scientists have finally solved the mystery of what suddenly killed tens of thousands of birds a few years ago in the Pacific. It's over 1 million, actually. It was, quote, the blob of hot water. That's it. Zero explanation as to what exactly caused the blob of the ocean heat wave. Factors like highly destructive ionosphere heater facilities that can and are creating atmospheric high-pressure heat domes that are used to steer the upper-level winds and creating a hotter zone over the ocean because the winds are diminished and the compressing air helps to heat those areas. So the, quote, explanation that the so-called experts have given for the death of 1 million seabirds would be like law enforcement saying that they've solved the case of the murder victim, the one that died from a gunshot wound to the head, by stating that it was a gun that did it. Does that really tell us the true cause of the murder? So much of the so-called science community is now simply a power structure tool that is routinely utilized to cover up immense and growing threats, not to disclose them. From the BBC, Sir David Attenborough warns of, quote, climate crisis moment. We're far past the tipping point. Understand that. That happened about 2 decades ago. We are now circling the drain. Sir Attenborough is a bit behind the curve, shall we say. From Yale Environment 360, this, quote, 1 billion animals estimated dead in Australia. But the actual figure, which is cited in this report, is far higher because there are categories of animals that are not included, like livestock. The actual figure is estimated now to be as high as 1.25 billion animals lost in these fires. In reality, it's probably higher still. Question, how can anyone just go about their lives as if nothing is wrong while planetary omnicide is unfolding by the day? And it's not just in Australia. It's all over the globe. The Amazon, Africa, northern boreal forests. The carnage is unimaginable. And so many, especially in first world nations, are just going about their lives as if nothing is wrong. And in addition to the tragic loss of human life, again, in all these regions I've just mentioned, about the 1.25 billion animals and far higher numbers when we consider the whole globe, these creatures have no voice unless or until we give them ours. Is that not a responsibility? Are we not a part of the web of life? If there's any chance of salvaging any part of what's left of the web of life on planet Earth, it will not come from the status quo. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison just stated this on the record, quote, job-destroying, economy-destroying, economy-wrecking targets and goals won't change anything, he said. He went on to say this, it's, quote, just ridiculous to think that any of the government's policies had anything to do with these fires. What a blatant, glaring lie. Australia's many forms of environmentally destructive industrial activities, and even more, the Australian government's participation in the climate engineering insanity, had everything to do with these fires. Why isn't the population peacefully protesting in the streets to bring the insanity to light? Why isn't that happening? More headlines. I'm almost out of time in this broadcast. And for the record, no matter how much decimation and death the climate engineers cause, the only thing the military-industrial complex knows how to do is to do more, to double down again and again and again until nothing is left. From ABC News, bushfire smoke plume destined to reach Australia again after circling the globe, now estimated to circle the globe multiple times. This is part of the climate engineering agenda to fill the atmosphere with light-scattering particulates, even at the cost of killing the rest of the planet by burning down Earth's remaining forests. Please search the engineering wildfire sections on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. From numerous sources, ocean temperatures hit record high as rate of heating accelerates. This headline from The Economist, techno-fixing the climate, who's in charge? We can guess on that one. From PhysOrg, can solar geoengineering mitigate both climate change and income equality? Total insanity. From the climate science community trying to propose that spraying our skies with highly toxic particulates, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, facilitating burn downs like those I just described is somehow going to fix everything. Where is the honor in the climate science community? Where? From CBS News, Russian government sees the, quote, sunny side in climate change, collective insanity of the human race. And what does a military-industrial complex do as the resources are running out and they know the populations are beginning to wake up? They create conflict because that's what they do best. That's what's best for business for them. From numerous sources, Barr and Pompeo shift justification for Iran's strike from, quote, imminent threat to, quote, deterrence. For the record, virtually no evidence whatsoever that Iran was planning attacks against embassies or anything else was ever offered up. Question, how many Americans care about their government's ongoing acts of total aggression against other nations? And for those who are truly willing to investigate verifiable facts and face unspun truth, the ongoing aggression of the Western military-industrial complex is about power, control, and securing Earth's remaining natural resources. For those who are still trying to convince themselves that the military is in everyone else's country, often bombing and assassinating them just to spread freedom and democracy, please, abandon preconception, ideology, and bias. Do honest investigation. And again, for the record, the statements of fact made in this broadcast are not in any way, shape, or form an endorsement of any other country or any other country's military. All are criminal, all are corrupt. But how does their corruption excuse what our government is doing in our name? Answer, it doesn't excuse it. Cascading collapse scenarios will soon enough make it difficult or impossible for anyone to help anyone. The paradigm of oil-based civilization and the systemic support it temporarily provided at immense cost to the planet as a whole will soon be broken. But even at this late hour, if we stand together, we can yet make a quantum leap in the right direction, starting with exposing and halting the climate engineering insanity in our skies. See the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch. www.continentalscaleincinerations.org.